Unit 2. Computers and Technology. Reading 1. Addicted to the net? Internet users who spend as much as 30 hours a week or more surfing the web may endanger personal relationships, jobs, and their finances. These individuals appear to be addicted to the internet. But what is internet addiction? And why is it so prevalent? Symptoms of internet addiction include a constant desire to get online, a need to use the internet for longer periods of time in order to find satisfaction, and feelings of restlessness or irritability when not online. Other symptoms include using the internet to escape problems and lying to family or friends about time spent on the internet. Another serious symptom is continuing to use the internet even after problems develop in relationships, work, or school as a result of such use. A person who suffers 3 or more of these symptoms over a 12-month period or more would be considered addicted. A recent study published in the Journal of Affective Disorders examined the internet habits of 20 people. These people spent more than 30 non-working hours a week online over a 3-year period. The participants reported staying up all night, ignoring family responsibilities, and being late for work as a result of their online activities. As a consequence, many suffered from relationship problems, failed classes or lost jobs, as well as accumulation of large debts. These participants' habits met the criteria for a psychological disorder. Specifically, they had impulse control disorder. The findings of this study have given rise to the term net compulsion to describe internet addiction. Since these findings, net compulsions have been further defined to include compulsive online gambling, cybersex compulsion, online auction addiction, and obsessive online trading. But what is it that makes online auction houses, gambling, pornography, or trading so addictive? The first factor which may contribute to compulsive use of a product is accessibility. Before the existence of the internet, a person needed to travel to a casino in order to gamble. To invest, a person needed to call or visit a broker. Shopping involved spending hours visiting various stores, waiting in long lines, or fighting crowds. Now those with access to the internet have immediate, 24-hour access to everything. This includes virtual gaming sites, online trading sites that provide up-to-the-minute stock reports, pornographic materials and sex chat rooms, and online auction houses where they can find any item imaginable. As the problems and limitations of real life are removed, some people begin to indulge more heavily in these activities for immediate gratification and to satisfy whims. Control is a second factor influencing compulsive behavior. Online stock trading serves as a good example of the effect control has on compulsive behavior. In the past, people had to rely on brokers. Today, individuals have the ability to take control over their own investing. Such full personal control leads some people to develop an obsession with monitoring and adjusting their investments. A third important factor is excitement. Excitement represents the emotional rush or high associated with winning. In gambling, the rush of winning becomes a great reinforcement to continue playing. In auction sites, obtaining an item by beating other bidders seconds before the bid closes can be intoxicating. With any compulsive activity, the excitement surrounding the activity becomes a powerful hook, encouraging future behavior. No one knows exactly how many people develop personal problems through such use of the internet. However, in the largest study of internet users, involving 17,000 participants, psychologist David Greenfield speculated that approximately 6 million Americans could be addicted. However, help is available for those with net compulsion. Psychologists have been studying obsessive and compulsive behaviors and their treatments for years. Mental health professionals have established therapies to help people curb the length of time spent online. Currently, internet addiction centers are opening across the United States. These aim to help self-confessed addicts, focusing on addressing the underlying problems which may have contributed to internet overuse in the first place. But as with other addictions, recovery can only occur with an honest admission of the problem.